At the same exact time, because it's 4 to 5 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host DJ Tolstoy on the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and I hope y'all are doing well on this fine Twilight Zone. We've just opened up with, of course, our Vaporwave track of the bookend. That doesn't make any sense, but we're going with it. Blank Banshee's song Dreamcast from their first album, Blank Banshee Zero. Actually, if you stay around to the end of the hour, you'll also hear something from Blank Banshee 1, which will be pretty cool. I know those are the first two albums, and I know that their third album, you'd think it would be called 2, but it's actually called Mega, isn't here, but probably will be on eventually. But anyway, hope you guys are doing well. This is going to be kind of a lot of alternative going on here. Alternative and like low-key rock going on. So if that's your style, definitely stick around because you're going to get a lot of that. We're going to open up with some JSOM and some Mars Argo. And we're going to go from there. I hope you guys enjoy and keep on rocking.
When I wake up in the morning, I'll make you some coffee. We'll lay apart and let the day pass. I'll wipe your blood off the concrete, take you to the party. We'll drink until our brains black out. You've got yourself pretty.
hope you guys enjoy the first core of songs for the Twilight Zone this evening morning. The first one was J-Som's I Think You're All Right from their single I Think You're All Right / Rush. You can find that on their Bandcamp. There we go. And then Wet Cigarette by Mars Argo. There is no album attached to it because it's just basically a YouTube video. I think I had something similar with, well, Titanic Sinclair featuring Mars Argo. Ever since I got into Poppy, I started looking more into Titanic Sinclair and Mars Argo because of just the kind of air of mystery around the whole thing. If you, like me, have a hard time sleeping, you should definitely check out this whole business. There's a lot of theories on it. I recommend just sticking to the videos and all that. I'm sure you're not here for my muddled commentary on Poppy, Mars Argo, and Titanic Sinclair, but all I will say is all three of them put out some pretty great work, and I can't really blame anyone for anything. I don't think Poppy's a copy of Mars Argo. I think it's just a matter of the fact that directors have a certain style, and I think it's actually been refined from there. Mars Argo has great music. Poppy has great music. I strongly recommend, if you have some time, to check out their music and actually a little bit of Titanic Sinclair's as well. The aesthetic is something of an adventure, and it's definitely something unique. Maybe it's something we've seen before. Maybe not. But honestly, strongly recommend checking it out. Anyway, we're going to go in some more with some Ian Sweet, and then we're going to take a little bit of like an 8-bit break with some Slime Girls, and I hope you all enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Well, hope you guys enjoy that next core of music. First one was Ian Sweet's All Skaters Go to Heaven from their album Shapeshifter. Came out in 2016. And then next, as I said, it was our little 8-bit break. Funny thing, it is Slime Girls' Spring Break 1990X from their album Vacation Wasteland EP. Definitely, if you like that kind of music, that their whole album is the rest of it. So, if you like that, you should definitely try it out. I don't know too much about Ian Sweet. Just kind of came up on my Japanese breakfast radio. So, enjoyed that song. So, I put it on the radio show. But anyway, we're going to roll in with some Alves and Abandoned Pools. So, stick around. Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys enjoyed. The first song in our duo was Atop a Cake by Alvaez, by their self-titled album, Alvaez. And then Abandoned Pools with their song Legionnaire from their album Sublime Currency. You might know, if you have a penchant for watching animated series, you might recognize the band from the Clone High theme, which there's a full version, and if you like Clone High, I strongly recommend checking it out. It's actually a lot of fun. It's actually really good. I didn't think it would be as good as it is, but for an extended Western animation track, that was amazing. But anyway, you know what it is time for? Friends, family, acquaintances, strangers I do not know. It is time for the halftime PSA. Today we're going to talk about storm season emergency preparedness. This is pretty cool, actually. I like how you can also hear like the crackling of like the binder. It makes me seem like really important, even though it's literally just like a plastic binder full of PSAs. But anyway, it's storm season, and with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food always stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines before you safely ride out of the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is actually very true. I actually grew up in the Boston area, like a good 7 years in Cambridge and 10 years, well, now, yeah, 10, now 11 years in Medford. And while we've had a pretty relatively mild winter so far, there has been crazy winters out there. And of course, there have been times that we were part of that blizzard mania. And then sometimes you accidentally get part of the blizzard mania because just the weather says the next day is. So everybody assumes that the worst is going to happen. And then everybody goes to the supermarket and then there's like 2 inches outside. The only time that's okay is if there's a snow day in advance. But we can't all be that hopeful. But anyway, regardless of whether or not you are in New England or not, we're going to keep on listening to music. Remember, guys, you can always call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Say how I'm doing. Say what you're doing up at 4-something in the morning. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Are you insomnia? Have some work due tomorrow? Not knowing what is up and what is down, and you're just up either way. Either way, hope you guys enjoy the next core of songs, and I will be around. Enjoy. Well, I hope you guys definitely enjoyed those two couple songs. Of course, we've hit on our metric of the hour. But first, we started off with some Henry Furr and Stone Van Broken with the original mix of Tarita. And there wasn't really an album attached to it, even from what I could see. And then, of course, our metric of the hour was Blindness, and from the album, their album Fantasies. Let's see, it'd be one, two, third most recent album. Got it down the middle. It's always good. One of my favorite albums. I mean, I'm always there to recommend some metrics, so I mean, what can I say? Anyway, we're going to get into some Branston and some Hayley Kiyoko in the sec, so don't touch that dial.
Showed me around and said to Colin Joe. I was there about a week or so. Wound up in the general hospital. Joe said, don't drink the water no more. How the hell was I supposed to know? Mexico and California. That's all I got to warn you about Mexico and California.
Trees. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Scrape my knees.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. So that was first Branston with Earthquakes and Shark from the album Hello Control. I think it's probably one of the funniest tracks that played this this hour. I actually was in California 2 weeks ago to surprise my uncle for his birthday, and I mean, it's for me, it's always, I love the aesthetic of California. It's always fun to go, but I'm just a tourist. But I think this is just something a little funny. I always find myself giggling a little when I listen to it. And then Cliff's Edge by Hayley Kiyoko from the album This Side of Paradise. You probably know Hayley Kiyoko much better from her, from this album's track, Girls Like Girls, that blew up a lot, but Cliff's Edge, still a really good song. Strongly recommend checking it out. I know she also came out with a new album, and my friend really loves it. I haven't really given it a chance to check it out yet, but hey, you can, maybe someone can call in and tell me what it's like. I'm always looking for some cool calls, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm very tired. Don't mind me too much. Well, you can mind me a little. It's always a little fun. But anyway, it turns out that we, for once in the life of the Small Cactus Radio Hour, we're actually ahead of schedule. We're going to be hitting in with some Melanie Martinez, but we might actually have an unplanned mystery song going on, because our last Vaporwave track, as I promised, Blank Banshee, is actually a bit short. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't know if you guys just want me to, like, babble on about, like, say, the Poppy Mars Argo thing, because, man, I listen to a lot of stuff and podcasts about it, and I just need to talk about this. Maybe I should make a YouTube video, too. Like, that's how you rocket to YouTube fame. You just make a video about that Poppy, and then you just ride off that wave. Though I feel like I would add something. There's like Illuminati stuff. Some person's like, this is all just marketing. And I'm like, nah, man. This is what exposure does. If you expose the director, Titanic Sinclair, who was closely working with a person named Mars Argo, who's also shrouded in so much mystery, of course the popularity's going up. Perhaps he is riding off this high at the moment, and well, who can blame him? I mean, it was an unintended consequence of making something that's so shrouded in mystery. Of course people are going to try to satisfy their curiosity. In an era in which it seems that every bit of information is at our fingertips. But that's just me. That is just my little monologue about it. Again, first of all, check out their music. You both artists, both Mars Argo and that Poppy, have actually amazing songs. My favorites from Mars Argo would be Using You and Wet Cigarette, which if you've been listening through, you've heard earlier. And from Titanic Sinclair, I like Trust Fund and Limousine Machine, which I played last one. And that Poppy, which has been a regular, I love her whole EP, Bubble Bath, but I especially like American Kids, Money, and Alter. Still, Low Life is probably the popular track from there, but heck, what can I say? Man, I really went on about this for a while. I need to get it off my chest. I hope someone who's actually heard of Mars Argo out here, like, actually hears this or, like, knows about this, because I really need to talk about this to someone and not just, like, the idea of that Poppy's, like, gimmick or something, just actually what it's like. And actually, it seems that with all that ranting, I am actually now on schedule. So we're going to pop down with some Melanie Martinez and some Blank Banshee 1. It's going to be Pity Party and Infinite Login in case I do not get to see you. But either way, this was DJ Tolstoy and at the Small Cactus Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for listening to this Twilight Zone Hour. But I'm always back somewhere, somehow. Thank you guys so much.
Disappear. What I put my heart on every cursive letter. Tell me why the hell no one is.
casted out a spell. I told them decorations were important.